Episode 410, March 11th, 2019.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
Fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and now it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, Rob and Joe Show Big. Big show today. We got a lot of topics, Joe. Hopefully it'll be a good episode because we're on the Michael O'Mara show this week. And, you know, we like to, when we go on there, in theory,
we don't want to come limping in. Is that what you're saying?
We want, we recruit some new people, then they'll come listen to this episode. And so hopefully it'll be an amazing one.
Oh, man, there's a lot of pressure.
Damn it, I've already set it up to fail.
Hey, before we get started, this is going to be nice for new listeners. I want to give a shout out to my Uncle Ed who passed today.
I'm sorry to hear
He's Gramps' older brother. He's 2 years older than Gramps, and he died suddenly of a heart attack. And we spent, I don't know, what do you think, Robbie? Maybe 30 vacations in our lives. Maybe I'm exaggerating. 25 vacations in our lives with
at least
yeah, with those guys, with him and his family. So anyway, rest in peace, Uncle Ed.
Do you want to continue the show, Joe? Or are you going to be fine?
No, what are you trying to make me? Yes, I'm fine.
Okay, I'm sorry. My being...
Gramps is in chat.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. He's probably a little bothered by it, is my guess.
Sorry, Gramps. Sorry to hear that. Tawanda sends her best. One of your harem, if you will. Speaking of Gramps, why don't we just get this out of the way? Because I got an email just a couple hours ago. A new Gramps story. Hot off the presses.
Hmm.
I wrote, if you don't know, Gramps is Joe and Robbie's father, and he's a life insurance salesman. I wrote a new case of business, and of course I asked her if she was the most beautiful woman in the state of Maryland or just in Baltimore. It's a pretty good line.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Do you really think I'm beautiful?" I said, "Don't you have a mirror? If you do, you should already know." After a few minutes, she asked me how she could pay for her insurance. I told her that cash, check, or money order would be fine. Who pays with the money order?
Who pays with a check?
Who pays with a check? Not both.
I think a lot of my dad's customers play with the money.
Nope. Yeah. He takes no credit cards. Okay. She asked, "How about blank?" Want to guess the word?
How about, is it start with a P?
It does.
All right. I got it. All right.
How about pussy?
Okay.
I said, "I wouldn't know how to submit that to the company."
Here's a picture of this woman's vagina. Hopefully you'll accept
yes.
this as payment.
This is for 3 months. She said, "You could pay them after I paid you," with a big smile on her face. I said, "You're very attractive, but I can't do business that way. Besides, I'm married and I can't cheat on my wife." I said, "I hope we can do business and be friends." She said, "We can do business and be friends until I talk you into it. I have some nice things to show you. Be ready when you come back with my policy. I'm curious about what I'm going to see the next time the door opens."
Okay, so my father sells low income, low premium,
yes.
low benefit life insurance. That's what he sells. And I might be wrong. My father can talk about it, but I think the premiums are like, you know, $20-$30, right? I mean,
that's the price of pussy these days,
so
I guess.
She was, at least as, if I'm reading this correctly, she was willing to prostitute herself for about $20 to $30.
I mean, it seems like a pretty good deal for Gramps.
I mean, Gramps made the right decision, but it's almost like when the great Todd Leatherberry, I've talked about him on this show before, the guy who ordered lemon chicken when he was hearing about the death of his girlfriend's
yes.
Father. Anyway, he had a joke where he's like, you know, I was watching this show where they had they were trying to trap these Johns, basically, right?
Yes.
Trying to solicit prostitutes. And so this guy's come up and he's like, how much for a blowjob, whatever. She's like, $5. He's like, well, look, I just asked for directions. Who's not going to take a $5 blowjob, right? So the idea is that that's not clearly good for my father for not, you know, succumbing to her, you know,
yes,
feminine whims or whatever the right term is. But, you know, $30 for sex, it's pretty low.
Well, all it took for him to say was, are you the most beautiful woman in the world or in Maryland or Baltimore or Maryland? I don't know which way he said it, but I mean, you ever just said, hey, you're a model? She's like, wow, do you want some pussy? I mean, that's never happened in any conversation.
Yeah, no.
It's never been that easy. But that's why he's Gramps. He's 75 and looks 52.
We've talked about this a million times, but, you know, I'm 50.
Yeah.
And I'm in entertainment.
Yes.
And you're in entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And how many times in your career, and you've probably done, you know, thousands of performances, right?
Yes.
Has a female come up and just said, I'll have sex with you?
Never, I think.
I mean, I've gotten to sign a breast, autograph a breast, stuff like that. But I've never had anybody just come up to me and say, I'll have sex with you.
No.
I've never had that.
No,
well, he's selling insurance. You see what I'm saying? At least I have something going on. They don't know that he's
charming. I guess that's what we don't have, Joe.
I guess.
You guys have all done radio for a long time. Nobody's ever called in and propositioned you?
No.
No.
Marcus?
Actually, so don't answer yet. I think Marcus already told us a story about banging a listener. Yeah, I think he already did. But how did that happen? Was it she said something, you said something? Well, I assume it's a she. She said something, you said something, and eventually it built to that? Or did she come out of the gate like, I'm going to come up there?
No, she called, and we started talking on the request line, not obviously on air. And the conversation led to,
and she made
can
a request.
I come over and hang out with you? And I said, sure, come on over, because I'm sure this will lead to something.
Okay, so yes, it happened, but she didn't. She didn't text or call you and say, hey, I'd like to come over and blow you. That didn't happen.
But she started down a suggestive route.
I have actually had that happen, but not with the first call. That happened on the subsequent calls after that.
Okay, I got you. After she's already... How many times did this listener come over and bang you? How often did that happen?
At the top of every hour?
It was quite a few.
Right after traffic and weather together?
Did you ever go back-to-back days?
We're talking about... You're having me remember a one, and there was more than one.
Did you give sponsors during the sex? Did you talk up the record when you started your playlist?
This orgasm brought to you by Brillo.
Well, did you do it during your shift?
Yeah.
So did you...
You act surprised.
Did you voice track? Did you record it? Or did you just be like, all right, here's you know, Red Barchetta and whatever. You put in two long songs and away you go?
I didn't need two long songs. I'm not there for it, but come on.
Yeah, he's not Robbie Robinson.
I mean, come on. This is back in the day before voice tracking. And, I mean, she would come over, and I'd probably have about 4 or 5 minutes, you know, because we'd gotten past the jukebox songs at that point. So, you know, I'd have sufficient enough time to do what I needed to do.
Good for you, Marcus.
Then what? Did you say you have to leave now?
Then they brought in Keith with sports.
What did you do, hang out and talk to her?
It depended on who it was. There were some, they just left immediately after, and there were some that would linger for a little while, and then they would take off later.
What city was this in?
I'm not going to share that.
Okay.
Wow.
Without saying
it down to the city. Go ahead, Robbie.
Without saying any names, Joe, have any of the guys you've worked with on the morning show, past and present, ever given you a story where somebody called in and just propositioned them automatically?
No, I remember... hearing a story about one of the DJs. I won't mention this person's name, but it was a male, and every once in a while I'd come in to do nights and he'd be asleep on the couch in the jock lounge, so you can pretty much figure out who that was, about him banging listeners in the studio, or not in the studio but at the station. But I never saw any of that. Of course, Rob has a story about...
Oh yeah, I had the stripper that we went into the bathroom and started doing things to me and then asked me for money. which I said, no, we're just going to end this right now.
Yeah, but you had no money. That's another part of it that you're leaving out.
Well, I mean, I've never had zero money in
my
life.
No, I'm just saying,
I mean,
that was what you said. You said, I'm telling your version of the story.
Oh.
You were like, I didn't really, even if I wanted to, I didn't have enough cash on to make, you know, like, you want this $16 or whatever.
I think, there was no Venmo then, so.
And then,
I have worked in a station where the morning show came in the morning and discovered the night jock naked on the floor with a listener.
Good for him.
What do you mean they fell asleep?
They fell asleep on the floor in the studio, and the morning show came in and discovered them that way.
That's weird, and I'll tell you why. Because usually if there's a station, the studio's, you know, there's going to be a jock lounge, there's going to be an office. That seems like it'd be way better than the studio, right?
Well, the studio that I was working in at the time was a very large space with a lot of counter space, and it was actually large enough that they had a couch behind the console, so
that's
that way
where
if somebody brought in guests, they could sit behind and watch the action.
Got it. Now, Marcus, real quick, and then we'll move on to something else. You said often. I mean, what number? How many are we talking about? Just give me a range. Is it above 10?
12 to 15.
Okay. So that means that I can tell you how this happened. Okay?
Okay. Break it down, Joe.
Some girl calls in, right? By the way, you're saying this is back in a time. It's a crapshoot. You don't know what wildebeest is going to come walking through that door.
Well, they
right?
also might not know what Marcus looks like.
They got a lot better shot at knowing what Marcus looks like than him knowing what they look like.
True.
Either way, they call. Marcus is like, I'm bored. It's nighttime. I got, you know, three long songs before I got to play the Jiffy Lube commercial or whatever. And he's just chit-chatting with him, and it escalates, and he gets this. He somehow coerces this woman to come over and, you know, do whatever she's going to do to him. Okay. Then he's like, well, that was easy, right? And then he continues to do that, but then other girls call, and he's like, let me see, and I'll bet you there's, look, it's like, you know, Facebook, right? You slip into somebody's DMs or whatever.
Yeah, slide into the DMs.
You slide into the DMs. Talk. Introduce sex a little bit. Mm-hmm. See how they respond, right? I mean, it's the same thing, but you go back, 10 years, and that's what Marcus did, and he was able to create these dialogues. I bet there's some people that he tricked into coming to the studio that it took a couple calls to do. And I also bet you there's a few women that he got to come to the studio, and they... No, that's not what they were there for.
Yeah, they thought they were going to learn about
radio.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So
he Michael Jackson, though.
He's at 12 to 15. That means there's another 6 to 10 out there that just hung out and listened to music with Marcus.
Hey, how about the idea that I said we're on the Michael Mara show this week and I wanted this show to be good, and then if new listeners come in, it's all us talking to Marcus Serta.
That's true, but it's a pretty interesting
which
subject.
Which will actually kill the show.
But let me ask you this. Job. How close am I to accurate, Marcus?
You're very accurate. Because plenty of time when somebody came over, I was always very good about the contingency plan and go, yeah, let me show you the studio. Yeah, here's the studio. You know what? I got a break that I got to do. So, you know what? Let me show you out, and then I got to take care of this break. And then, you know, so they didn't last more than a minute and a half in the studio. But, I had a few of those. But I also had an experience where one came, and I got more than I bargained for. So that was.
She had a penis?
Yeah. Sorry that happened to you,
Marcus. She wanted to do some things that I didn't, I didn't think that I was prepared for.
Oh.
But apparently she brought what was necessary. So
strap on.
I didn't have to have any.
Whatever we're guessing is probably worse.
Yeah.
Look for rope.
Oh.
All right. After the break, we'll talk about how Marcus Serta was shit on.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a typical Robin Joe show. We spend all the time talking to someone whose name is not in the show. Before we take a break, have you ever given a negative score for a Lyft or an Uber driver?
No, I'm scared to because I want to keep my rating up.
So this guy picks me up at the airport last night. First of all, at the airport, there's the lane that's just for the buses.
Okay, yes.
It's just for like airport personnel.
Got it.
And then there's the other lane that's, you know, farther, a little farther away that's for people to pick up or Ubers or whatever. So this guy comes to the lane for the buses and the personnel. So I mean, I see him, so I walk over there. It's no big deal. But he goes, yeah, I never been here before. It's like, what? You never been to the airport?
Well, you moron. I mean, right. But what about the sign that says you can't go there?
Yeah. That's it. So,
have you ever been to a airport?
Right. But this is what you're doing as a part-time job. I figure you'd have an airport. I mean, it's 12:30 at night on a Sunday night. How many people? I mean, I think the airport is probably where you're going. So then he's playing music, and it's like all cursing and the N-word.
Seriously?
Yes. Fuck this pussy N-word B. And I'm like,
was it a white guy or a black guy?
Korean woman. No, it was a black guy.
Now,
by the way, I didn't care.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You were not offended by it. All right.
But I think,
like, was it too loud?
No, but it wasn't like, no, it wasn't blasting, but I could clearly hear it.
You know, you should
have
done.
It was the volume that I would think would be normal to have.
You should have Shazammed it so you could tell us what song it was.
I should have, yes.
You don't know, right?
No, I don't. Right. No idea. But I gave him a tip and 5 stars. But, like, you would think that, I mean, you're going to play music that's, you know, safe. Just top 40, right? Just
non-cursing. This doesn't sound like a guy that would have mints in the back of his car and a charger for
every. Smell really good in the car.
Yeah, all right.
I was giving that was clean. Yeah.
Oh, but he had to be new. He had to be new to Lyft. Or you use Lyft or Uber?
I use both, but I've been using Lyft.
I'm a Lyft guy.
Although I have a $25 gift card that Tawana gave me for Uber. So, but Uber said $70. Lyft said $25.
Hey, I'm paranoid about. So I fly out tomorrow at 6:40. Okay.
BWI.
So I put in to be picked up at this house at 5.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I mean, you already checked in?
I'm already checked in, and I have an A. So it's 6:40 in the morning. I'm going to go right through. I'm not too worried about that.
Yeah, you're fine.
But as soon as I...
Because you live real close to the airport.
Yeah, probably 20 minutes to get there, right? So as soon as I put it in, I put it in for 5. It said between 5 and 5:15.
Mm.
It's like, no. So then I go back in, and I put it in for 4:50. So now it's between 4:50 and... 5:05.
Well, how long are you gone for?
Not just overnight.
Why don't you just drive? Park.
To Brockton, Massachusetts. Oh, drive there and park? And that's
no, not drive to the Massachusetts.
I know what you're saying. Drive to the airport.
Because
I think the daily parking, I don't like that whole thing, getting on the bus and all that, especially since Lyft is so easy. Whatever.
All right.
Yeah, anyway. So then I went and I said, all right, change it. I'm like, I wonder if it's got both of these. So then I go and I try to get rid of it, and all of a sudden a car's on its way to pick me up right now. So if I might miss my flight tomorrow because I'm not smart enough to figure out how to.
When do you bail and just drive yourself?
So I think I got the 4:50 to 5:05.
Yeah.
If they're not here by 5:10, I drive myself.
Okay.
And I park in the hourly, and I pay $40 to be gone.
No, it's $12 a day.
Not for hourly. So if I want to, see what I'm saying? So there's. God, this is there's hourly and then
there's a daily and there's a long term daily and a regular.
But if you go to hourly and you can literally just walk right in there, but then it's hourly. It's not for people that are staying. I parked there before. It's $40 a day. Now it might be more than that.
You're
might be,
saying to avoid the bus,
right? It might be $50 a day now because it was $40 a day back in the day. So, but I might do that, right?
Yeah.
Make my company pay for it.
There you go. Yes.
Matt Colby has a very important question in chat that we need to address.
Let's do it.
He asked if strippers take download cards.
That was pre my CD. Actually, I probably had a CD, but not my second CD.
I didn't. If you had two CDs to offer,
I didn't think it on my feet there. But that's next time I will offer the download card. I should have it at the ready at all times. A condom and a download card. Thank you, May Colby. You're the best. Rob and Joseph, be right back.
From Die Laughing Productions, the creative geniuses behind The Last Laugh and The Newly Dead Game, come their latest murder mystery spectacular, the new Killer Karaoke Murder Mystery.
Sing for your life. Sing for your life. Sing, sing, sing for your life.
There's going to be song, there's going to be dance, there's going to be laughs, and there's definitely going to be a murder. If you've got the chops to not only solve a mystery, but to possibly belt out a tune, you could be selected to come on stage and sing during Sing for Your Life. It's going to be incredible, and there's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, April 20th at Amp by Strathmore. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So I came back from Tacoma, Washington, my first time there. Been to the state of Washington for a horrible cheerleading judging competition.
Was it a bustling metropolis, Tacoma?
I don't know about all that, but it was a nice little downtown area. We went to the Museum of Glass.
You did?
Yeah. And because they recognized Koechner, we got to go right down where they're doing all the glass work and get up close. And so that was pretty cool. And it sold out all five shows and, really good crowds. The, I didn't bring enough t-shirts because they have a thing there. The club, if you buy merch, the club gives you two free passes to an upcoming show. Yeah. So, to a non-special event show.
Do they take a piece of your merch?
No.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I think I was going to sell regardless, but that definitely helped. But I sold 45 shirts, so I didn't have any for Saturday. So I probably missed out on 30 shirts.
You cost yourself a bunch of money.
Yeah, I'm very upset about
that. Here's my question. You and I go to Tacoma. It's just me and you.
Yeah.
Do we go to the Glass Museum?
No, but like I'm trying to, you know, you want to see some of the downtown.
Whose idea was it to go to? It was definitely his idea.
Well, when I got there, I was talking to some comics, and they said, what are you going to do with their day? I don't know. They go, everyone goes to the Glass Museum. I said, okay.
What do they do? They make like bowls and stuff like that. Like, I mean, I'm talking about to smoke weed out of. Is that what they make?
They make they make actual really nice expensive glasswork, but they'll make just martini glasses, wine glasses, just bowls, all kinds of things.
Did you buy anything?
But they have no. I didn't buy anything. But they had they sell high end pieces.
If you'd known
as well.
All the t-shirts you were going to sell, would you have bought something?
If I saw something that I liked, I would have bought it. That was like not expensive. But look, it's something to do during the day. We walk around and...
there was no TGI Fridays?
Well, you don't want to just go into a bar and drink at every second trying to say. So anyway, the hotel bar met a girl possibly could rival Scott Apple, did not know the song New York, New York. And then I played it and did not register.
How old was she?
25.
That matters.
Yeah.
Because, like, Katie's friend Santana, she doesn't know stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe just it.
She might know you, New York, New York, but she's just young and doesn't really.
Yeah.
I've talked about this. I won't go off on this tangent, but I always knew the previous generation's music. I always knew it.
Yeah.
They don't know that now.
Well, no, I think they should know it more with YouTube and stuff.
Right. You have access. And now everybody's taking all the other songs and either remaking them or sampling them.
Yes.
Anyway.
So this girl is getting married in 2 months. And I say, so which Ed Sheeran song is your first song?
Right.
She goes, oh, my God, how'd you know? Thinking out loud.
Yeah, I swear. I wish you would have let me guess. I always said it.
Literally the next night, there's a guy there, Remington. That's his name.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, he was a good looking guy. I was like, oh, you probably get all the chicks with that name. And then his fiance was there. Of course, she's smoking hot. I go, so you're getting married. What's your first song? Let me guess. Is it by Ed Sheeran? She goes, yes. I said, is it Perfect, the other song? She goes, yes. So classic white girls, just every Ed Sheeran song. So this is a story about knowing when to not follow a story. So someone was drinking scotch. So Koechner tells this really great story about, by the way, there's this drunk, weird guy at the bar that kept trying to talk to us. Well, I'll get to him in a second. So they're on doing promo for Anchorman 2. They're in London. It's Koechner, Will Ferrell, everybody.
Steve Carell,
Rudd. Yeah, although Steve Carell wasn't at this particular bar, but it was a Paramount executive. Paul Rudd, a couple other people. Megan Good, black actress, super attractive. And they were talking about expensive scotches, and they had one there. It's some bottle. It's in this vault. $1,200 a glass. The Paramount executive says, yes, six of them. They got to go down, unlock this thing. The bartenders are taking pictures with it. There's a whole big thing. They pour them out. The director, Adam McKay, he's not there. And so there's one waiting for him. Megan Good goes, oh, we're doing shots. She starts to, and they go, no, 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 no. Anyway, they drink it. It's not any good.
That's pretty hilarious.
They ended up being a $16,000 tab. They bought us all their stuff. The Paramount executive buys us. So then this guy goes, well, I have a story. I was doing this thing, and we had to cater a Newt Gingrich, and he ordered all this stuff. And I'm like, why are you talking? Why are you trying to follow this story?
What was the Newt Gingrich story?
It was so bad. I mean, Paul Rudd is on his phone Googling this scotch. I mean, it's just, you see everyone's doing what you think they would do. And then this guy chimes in with his catering some event with Newt Gingrich. It's like, just shut up. Just, you can't follow that.
Should have opened with the Newt Gingrich right, and closed yes. right.
But, you know, he tried. So, you know, weed is legal there. And so this guy just comes in the green room and goes, yeah, here's some joints. Thank you. You guys are really funny. I'm okay. And like, I mean, I don't know. I don't feel anything. I don't know if I'm not doing it right or.
Did you smoked it?
Yeah. I am doing is just coughing and feeling nothing.
You smoked it before?
Before what?
This isn't the first time you smoked weed, right?
Yeah, I've tried in the past. I've never felt anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could you be immune to weed?
Especially, I mean, no. I've done it where, like, then I don't know what I'm saying. But I'm not feeling any sensation that's good. I'm just feeling dumb.
I'm surprised.
And inarticulate.
I'm surprised about that.
Hmm.
Because, first of all, I'm not saying that I'm a weed smoker.
Right.
But if you are, and you switch to a different thing, oh, I was smoking a pen, now I'm smoking a bowl, and now mm-hmm. I'm doing edibles. Usually that switch will make you more high at that time than you are if you're doing the same thing right. over a period of time, right? So the fact that, but it's also sometimes the very first time it doesn't, you don't feel anything. But since you've smoked before, although it's probably been decades, right? Or a long time.
I don't know. It's never been a real thing. It's just a here, take yeah. a drag of this here and there. And I don't.
Because I think marijuana feels incredible. So the idea of
well,
you
obviously
not feeling anything,
it does. That's yeah. why people, I mean. So I don't know if I'm just not, if I don't do it right. Like, I remember when we were in Kuwait doing our murder mystery tour, and it's a dry country, and all they had was the hookah. I remember getting a buzz off that.
And that was just tobacco?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why people smoke blunts, because mm-hmm. I think the combination of those make you a little higher, whatever. Real quick, Nat Spot Fail, that's a reference to me having a horrible national spot, said, Rob, You can't see color or feel high.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, the highest I've ever.
Hold on. Yeah. Everglades T-Rex, hair dye is protecting his brain.
Oh, no, it makes me dumb, and I can't speak, and I don't know what I'm saying, but I don't feel good.
Yeah.
So I don't, that's the whole point is to feel good, right?
Yeah, obviously. You want to.
I mean, obviously I feel something from alcohol. The best I've ever felt from any drug is a painkiller.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to be careful about
an alcohol. A painkiller and alcohol mix. But I haven't had that do anything. I mean, that's every 5 years that happens, so if that.
Hey, Katie just sent me a request. It says, for the earrings you just bought me, thanks, you're so sweet. I love them. I'll show you in 5 to 7 days. Should I pay for these?
You just bought earrings for Katie?
No, Katie bought them and then sent me a Venmo request.
So she's saying you're buying these for me.
Yeah. Should I say?
Well, how much is it?
$80.
Hey, Katie.
Well, that's not bad.
All right, pay.
Yes. Well, that was easy.
Man.
Katie said something to me before that. But I get a gift as the best man. I didn't know this.
Yeah, hold on. Hey, Katie, come here.
I just want to get another look at you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you just bought me earrings.
Is that how you have to get Joe to buy you something?
Let me see. I got her turned
up. Have you ever, aside from my ring, have you ever bought me jewelry?
No. Never bought her anything?
I've talked about that before. Clothes and jewelry. Women love clothes and jewelry. I wish I had a better... Like our friend Dave, he's great mm-hmm. at that. He'll buy clothes and he'll buy, and he always nails mm-hmm. it. I'd love to be able to do that. The way I show love is to try to pay for every meal. That's the best I can
hey,
do.
Hey, you never told us what you ended up getting her for her birthday.
I got her tickets. Oh, I talked about it on here. I got her tickets to Wicked, but I actually haven't
but
gotten
that's
her.
That's not till next year.
Right. I didn't get her tickets. I got her a promise for tickets.
Okay.
So that's what I got her.
And you took her out to dinner and it was good.
Took her out
These
to dinner.
These are my new earrings.
Nice.
It's nice. So, yeah.
It's very thoughtful of you, Joe.
You get a best
They're
man.
They're my wedding earrings.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You get a best man gift.
Okay.
And
hold on, can I ask something?
Sure.
If I didn't say anything today, would you have gotten him a best man gift?
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely would have done
okay.
that. I definitely would have done that.
I didn't know.
But you're going to get probably a better gift because you're the only one. Normally, you have to buy...
Because there's no groomsmen.
Yeah, you have to buy something for every groomsman.
Okay.
So...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. So, of course, Katie picked it out.
Is it a year of movie pass?
It's a year of movie pass. That's right.
Katie.
Yes.
Did you get my RSVP?
Yes.
Yeah, we got it.
Was I the first one?
No. We got like eight the first day. Yeah.
Then you got like...
But they all... You were tied for the first one.
Robbie wanted to be first.
He'll accept it.
I don't know what alternative you have.
Yeah, right.
You're trying to compete.
I protested.
Well, he would have won.
Yes.
Yours was actually on the top, so congrats.
You already bought my best man gift?
We picked it out.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I have to give it to him before he leave, right? I can't give it to him there.
You can get, it's fine. Yeah.
I don't think I can give it to him there.
Oh, can I?
Well, if I would have known, actually, I could probably order it now and you could give it to him at the bachelor party.
What if it doesn't? What if it doesn't fit me? I needed to get
it sized. I think that would be perfect.
It doesn't fit.
I'll order it tomorrow so we get it in enough time where you can give it to him on the bachelor party.
All right, cool. All right, there you go.
Speaking of the bachelor party, it's coming up in like a week and a half. I did a little RSVP, a little shout out on the Evite and... You know, Eric, Tommy still haven't, like, got a hotel. They haven't figured it out yet.
Right,
I don't know
what
Justin's doing. It's very last minute. But your dad reached out and said if he needs to pay for anything, let him know.
Wait, my dad's going?
Yes.
What?
You didn't know that?
Oh, my God. I hate this.
Eric,
dad, aren't you uncomfortable with my dad going?
Well, we're not going to be, there's no strippers or anything
I don't
like
even
that.
Care about well, that.
Well, wait a minute. You don't know.
All right, well, whatever. But no, I'm not uncomfortable. What would happen?
Yeah, what do you
think? Isn't that just weird?
He's not going to be banging women.
Yeah, I don't know what you think's going to happen.
Did I ever
on this
tell
thing?
You that at my dad's bachelor party, the stripper that showed up was his cousin? How funny is that?
Hey, cousin.
Did she go through with it?
Yeah, there's pictures of her.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, she had like a bathing suit on at that point, but yeah.
I don't foresee us going to a strip club.
I mean, if everybody would say, hey, I want to go there, I'd go. You know,
if my dad said he wants to go there, are you going to go?
I would, but there's no way in hell your dad's going to say he wants to go to a strip club.
I bet you my dad's more fun than you think he's going to be. Like he sometimes he'll drink and let loose.
Well, do you think? Because we have some high rollers going. If we have like a one big meal, is one of these alphas going to demand on paying
for everyone?
Yeah.
That
I don't
seems
know.
Like a...
I mean,
like
no one's expected to.
No,
but I
Uncle
feel like
Mike will
lot,
be.
That's
will
a
be.
Lot of people to pay for everyone.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, Uncle Mike will definitely try to be the wheel.
Yeah, so it's a $500 bill. He'll just go for it.
500 he probably
500
will.
Is low, it seems.
Yeah,
to
yeah
me,
but
right?
I think if people are drinking, it'll be way higher than that.
Well, true.
Does Frank like to gamble, Katie?
No, Frank doesn't like to gamble. And if he does like to gamble... It's because he's sitting at the roulette table and putting the minimum on one number and just watching it go around.
All right. Frank's my guy.
Yeah.
Wow. You're... Lucky Frank.
Wow. That sounds like a pairing right there.
Because, you know, I have to give this best man speech. And Eric was giving me some ideas. He actually has a great line that I almost just want to say it now because I don't want to say it during the speech.
Yes, please.
Because
say it now.
Then. Because I want the speech to be mine, you know, so I don't want to have a great line, and then I have to give credit to Eric.
Gotcha.
So I'll just, all right, he says I should open with the best man speech with, welcome to Frank Push's high school reunion.
Oh,
it's pretty
man,
funny.
That would slay.
Yeah. Well, what
you
do
think
you,
it would?
Yes.
But hey, I can still say it.
So I was listening to Quality Time today, my favorite podcast.
Yeah.
And Eric was talking about how he lost an audience. He opened with a joke. I've never heard this joke before. And it's that if there was a gold medal for pissing the shit off of the side of a toilet bowl, he'd have more gold medals than Michael Phelps. That's what he said.
That's good opener.
And of course, people were like, we're having none of this.
That's pretty funny.
But I could totally relate.
Yes.
I've definitely done that before.
Here's an idea. What if, for a bonus show, I will do Joe and Katie will obviously not be in the room, but I will give my dress rehearsal of the best man's.
Oh, that's a great idea.
What if we also, at the same one, it's just a bonus show of exclusives, like I'll read my vows and you'll read yours, but we can't hear them.
Are you accepting feedback on the Patreon when people listen?
Are people interested in that?
I think they are.
I doubt it.
They're definitely interested in the best man speech because that's
you're right.
Yours is more sweet and tender. And
yeah, nobody
loving
wants
and
to
personal.
Hear our stuff.
I mean, we could definitely do that. That means I have to write the vows.
Well,
what?
Yeah, I think
Wait a minute. Are you saying, Katie, you've already written yours?
I have a good draft.
80 days out.
80 days out, yeah. I have a lot to do in 80 days, so I'm
got,
just...
I have a good idea. I'm thinking about winging it.
Seriously, please do not wing it.
No, I'm not going to wing it.
Don't fuck with me when it comes to this
stuff. I'm not going to wing it. I'll definitely...
What if he just does Taylor Swift lyrics?
How long is yours going to be? Because what if mine is like so long and yours is like short and then I feel like an idiot?
Well, Joe always runs the light.
I go long, but I don't know, a couple minutes, maybe tops, probably less than that. It's a long time. It's longer than
you
think.
No, vows, it's 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. He's right.
What if in the middle of my vows, I break into a flash mob?
Yeah, okay.
What if Joe gives a shout out, like this is brought to you by, like he got paid by, like
I got sponsored.
Yeah, he gets sponsors.
Hey, what if he does his pie plate closer?
I gotta ask permission before I comment on this. I gotta ask permission. The thing that you are gonna do, you and your dad are gonna do. Can I talk about that?
No.
I can't.
No.
Okay.
And you were going to shit on it, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I don't give a fuck.
Hey, hold on.
But you know what? This really actually pisses me off, and I think you did it on purpose.
Hey,
to get
wait
me
for
mad.
The bonus show. Wait for the bonus show.
That's really messed up for you to say, though.
Can I say it on the bonus show?
No, I think it's seriously messed up because you don't know what you're talking about, and always think you know better than everybody else. You always talk down to me.
I do not.
Oh, anger
I do
management
not always talk
class.
Down to you. Come on now. That'll be my vows, too. I'll never talk down to you.
Oh my god, I'm so
You go
mad.
Down to me and I'll talk down to you.
Okay, let me ask something. How unlikely do you think it is?
Am I allowed, are we talking about it?
No, but I want to know a number.
Well, it's not 100% that's going to happen now.
It's 100%.
Well, nothing's 100%.
No.
Okay, what
if you're not 100%, you're making it to the wedding day without dying.
If you that's true. If you were doing something that required rehearsal and it had never been rehearsed, wouldn't you say that it's not 100% that it's going to happen?
Well, I'm one. Yes, but I'm 100% sure that Katie
we can
is
show
desperate
Marianne,
for this to happen.
We can show Marianne Sirk some choreography 5 minutes before a show, and she's doing it an hour later.
No, okay, so if what you're saying is that no matter what, rehearsal or not, it's going to happen?
Not necessarily rehearsal or not, but what I'm saying is obviously it's not going to happen the day before the wedding, but we also still have 80 days.
How much rehearsal do you think this
Probably
would take to pull off?
3 or 4 days.
That's a lot. 3 or 4 days?
Like, how? Well, 3 or 4 times.
That's a lot.
How long?
Joe, shut up.
That is a lot. From start to finish, how long is this performance?
Like 3 minutes.
Do you need music editing done by Robbie Robinson?
Already done.
Okay. Hey, just to give you some scale.
Mm-hmm. It's already choreographed, by the way.
I know. I've seen your work. I've seen your work.
Do you want to see it?
I know it's choreographed. Can you hear me for a second? Just to give you scale.
Uh-huh.
The murder mystery dances are about 20 seconds
exactly.
long.
Exactly. And we've never done it correct
just
once.
Just to give you scale. That's all I'm saying.
We've never nailed it.
That's all I'm saying. Hey.
I have a spreadsheet of the dance moves.
Okay.
No, I'm positive you have prepared this. I don't. Never thought for 2 seconds.
Well, who's going to... What would be the reason this doesn't happen, Joe?
I'm scared to say.
Well, you're going to see Frank. You're having some alone time with him in 10
days.
Well,
that's the other thing. If I insinuate to Frank that it's not going to happen, it 100% will happen. He'll spend the night here.
So it's all me. You're such a dick.
What? No, I'm saying that just to stick it to me, he would make sure that it happened.
You know what? You're so supportive. You are. You're so supportive.
Well, me being supportive or not supportive has got nothing to do with whether or not this happens.
You are so supportive.
He either... Listen, I promise you... Well, I definitely want it to happen. But it is kind of funny if it doesn't happen. I mean, that'll be kind of funny. Do you agree?
Yes, it'll be hilarious. But it's either way. It's like an audience role in a murder mystery. It's win-win.
Amazing Caucasian just said in chat that Katie's going to start her vows with "Till death do us part." It's going to be the beginning of it.
It's not bad. I'll add that to the best man speech.
Yeah.
So are all these songs are huge like dance hit songs or love songs? I mean, you're playing the classics?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know every song.
Actually, I think
one song that you don't know.
I think there's a Michael Jackson song in there.
Have you had to do any edits?
No, there's a Jackson 5 song.
Yeah.
Oh, I Want You Back? That doesn't make sense. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. And...
You're leaving it in.
Who
after?
Cares? Who cares? I think it doesn't matter. It's not happening. It's so who cares about the songs?
We'll just imagine him being molested. No, who cares? You're right.
Hey,
there's also an R. Kelly song in it and a Bill Cosby bit.
And a Gary Glitter song.
Yes.
Hey, Matt Colby says in chat, is Robbie's girlfriend going to film the wedding sideways? That's a reference to, I think I only mentioned this once. Do you even know this? My brother's first wife. This is his first wife. So this is like 8 wives ago. Okay. She
had 56 girlfriends.
She was videoing our wedding, my previous wedding, and she turned the camera sideways and did it sideways for some reason. So there's
it's
no.
Kind of like an omen.
There's no. Yeah. It got turned sideways. Yes.
Well, I'm looking forward to this. Are you have a name for this thing? Is there going to be a big drum roll and now it goes? I mean, how does it start off? You just
can't
start doing it? I mean,
no.
You can't tell us?
You know who else can't tell you? Frank. He can't tell you how it starts.
Have you videoed yourself doing this by yourself?
No.
Okay.
No, and now I'm just like texting my dad.
Should we call him?
No, all I have to do is be like, by the way, Joe said you're not, this is no way this is going to happen.
That will motivate
And then
him.
It's over. It's done. He's here every day for the next 80 days.
Why don't you, Joe, come up with like it's like one of these dance movies where you're having a dance off. You
now,
got
do you
served.
Know that you're coming out dancing? Do you know that?
You keep saying this and I keep acting like I'm not.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? Yes. At some
I don't
point,
have to dance.
Have you never been to a wedding?
Yeah, I've been to a wedding.
You can't force him to dance.
Yeah, you really can't.
Oh, so he's just going to walk out like a psychopath when they when they say the best man, Rob Maron, he's just going
to
walk?
I'll just do a thing where I point
oh
to the
God,
girl and watch her
that?
Do her thing.
What the hell was
yeah,
that?
No, I'm showing her. I'm
You're
saying,
like
look
magician.
At her. Yes, that's what I'm doing. Ta-da!
You should call,
I don't like that.
You should call Michael Chamberlain to make sure you're doing that correctly.
No, I've never seen people walk out dancing.
What?
I
one of the
know.
Most viral videos is
viral videos where they're doing that to shoot a viral video.
No. It's everyone does this.
Hey, I'm on board. I've never seen it either.
What are you? Okay, you guys are oldest. Okay,
yeah, but we just went to a wedding. They didn't do that.
Yes, they did.
Where the mud was.
Yes, they did.
They did?
Yes.
Well, apparently, no one's paying attention to that part.
Yeah,
so.
Because they walked out right by where we were sitting.
Yes, they. Okay.
They did?
I can call Santana right now.
All right, do it. Okay. Call her and just say, now, here, no, before you, do you hit enter? Listen to me.
No, stop. No.
Stop. I don't want you leading the witness.
Okay. But I'm walking like 10 feet while music is playing. It's not like a real
Santana's
dance.
Santana's the one that's dancing with you.
But I want you to say, hey, I can't remember. Did so at so-and-so's wedding, did they dance when they came out? That's how I want
how
you to
you're
say
wording it.
It. That, but then you leave it to, you're not suggesting what they did.
She might not answer.
I can't remember.
Maybe she's listening to the show live.
I can't remember.
Hello?
Santana. Oh, jeez. Hey, beep out her last name, Robbie.
Good job. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll figure out this
I
dance.
Just want to say, Katie, for the record, I am 100% confident this will happen.
Thank you, Robbie.
Yeah, because he put work in, so he's going to demand that it happens.
Yeah, can you imagine? He will come
he's
to the wedding
Robbie,
if you find out.
Frank.
So, Robbie, actually... I might need you to make one for Santana, too, so just FYI.
Okay.
All right, let's take a break. Rob and Joshua, be right back. Dance party.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... and hear all about how Rob looped to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and your wife. Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So what song am I supposed to be dancing to as I walk out?
I kind of like the idea of My Humps.
Yeah, you think that's going to play to my dancing strengths?
Yes.
Yeah, because you have man boobs.
Yes. Thanks, Joe.
Boogie, oogie, oogie.
Not in that suit. But you mean walk out. It's not a big... You're not
Ladies
on the dance floor doing a dance. You're just walking into the...
For the first time in public, the best man.
Right.
And the maid of honor.
That nobody cares about.
I am so done with you tonight. Seriously.
What have I done?
People are like, oh my God, I can't wait to see the best man and the maid of honor dance. It's my favorite part of the wedding.
Hey, you guys have a first dance.
Yes. Do we get our own cake, too?
Oh, man.
Did you RSVP to my best man and maid of honor
so
party?
I'm in so much trouble. Look at the face. She's just going to kill me.
Do we make gift bags for
hey, what
our
about
guests?
I bought you those earrings? That's giving me a little bit of a get out of jail free.
And those Wiccan tickets, they're in 6 months.
They'll be there. They'll be here. We'll celebrate our first anniversary at Wiccan.
Who do you think will rehearse the dance more? Katie and Frank or me and Santana? I don't need Santana's number. We might do our own thing. Is that okay?
I'm fine with it. She would love that.
All right.
She you guys want to get together and rehearse?
All right. Great. Didn't she just get married? Did
she's
I meet her husband or boyfriend or whatever the other night?
She's getting married in October. I'm in her wedding.
Okay. I can beat that guy up. It's cool.
Right. I don't like your chance. He's a gym teacher.
Yeah.
You think there's a gym teacher alive that you can beat up?
Yeah, there's probably some fat guy.
Yeah. What percentage? It's got to be low for us, the gym teacher that we can beat up.
Well,
it's
some are probably 60s. They're just
chicks.
Hanging on.
Yeah,
some are chicks.
Yeah, but most of those girls can kick my ass.
12%.
Yeah, 12% of the males. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I meant of all. Yes. You guys saw Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you saw it. It's a movie. You see every movie.
Captain Marvel sucked. Okay, it wasn't
now, did
good.
It like sucked? Like
it
no,
was so
it was bad.
Stupid.
It was a bad movie.
It's
like, first of all, everything was melodramatic, and they're talking about they piece this story together. God, it's just so obviously it's outlandish. She's from another country. She's from another planet.
But you know that going in, so that's
you
not,
do. But I mean, it's like Wonder Woman
not.
Just takes a shit all over Captain Marvel. Wonder Woman is 100 times better than Captain
Why
Marvel.
Are you comparing that?
Because they're both female superheroes.
Right, but they're different universes.
Marcus says she's not from another planet.
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy was a better version of this. And so, I mean, it's sort of the same idea, right?
I don't know. Hopping I know nothing about it.
Or well, planets or
but
whatever.
But it wasn't a good movie.
Katie and I have a rule.
Yes.
We don't see anything under 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. We don't see it. We know it's going to be horrible. And...
This one was close, right?
It was at 82 when we went to see it. By the time we got out of the theater, it was at 79. We could have saved that money. I think it's at 80 right now. So we probably would have seen it anyway because it's a blockbuster and it's above 80. But
well, don't you need to see it for some continuity towards the next Avengers?
No, I don't think so.
Marcus, you saw it, I assume.
I did.
And?
I liked it. I would say that Wonder Woman was better. But,
what did
you know,
like
if you're trying
about
to compare
it?
Them all. You know, it doesn't sit at the very top of the list, but I think it was a good movie.
What was your favorite part?
Well, I don't want to break down every... You know.
Well, you're fine.
I'm just looking for any part.
Yeah, give me one good part. By the way,
honestly, I really liked the part that when they focused on her...
breasts.
Going to that next level with her power, and so therefore they were doing those flashbacks of her childhood and how she kept falling down. I mean, come on. Katie, you should have been all over the women empowerment portion.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I already bought a ticket. I'm already there. I'm supporting it. I have no problem with women in power, or I wouldn't have gone to see this movie that's championing it. Why is this? Every single person is a woman, and you got to meet all these different.
Yeah, they didn't even have a love interest.
Yeah, there's no love interest in this thing.
That's woman empowerment.
Oh,
you don't need love.
Oh,
hey,
God.
There's a love interest in Wonder Woman. It was great.
Right.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg was married. Relax, everybody.
Yeah. We don't need to be convinced. This is what people don't understand. Men like women. Okay, you don't need to tell us.
I know.
Yes, we also like when they're superheroes.
Right.
Robbie and I used to watch Wonder Woman when we were kids. Robbie, he would then leave and go in his bedroom for 15 minutes and come back out. So,
did you ever watch Charlie's Angels? Did you ever see Aliens? Did you ever see Linda Hamilton?
We watched every episode of Charlie's Angels. We watched every episode of Wonder Woman. We watched Terminator. I loved it. Like, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, have you ever watched the show Game of Thrones? Where like 8 of the next 12 characters are female?
Yep. We like Brienne of Tarth or whatever. Yeah. Yes, we're
the main,
fine with all
the main hero's female, the main villain's female, and the main underdog, Arya's female. It's so, just, you don't need to convince us.
It's funny.
Joe McColby in chat is implying that Mara Reinstein did not like this movie.
It's funny you say that because I looked at that and it basically made me feel it vindicated us, right?
Yes.
You're like, yeah, okay, yeah, this movie was bad. It wasn't a good movie. So, I would should you see it? No, I don't
you
think you should
see
it.
You can't grade on a curve. I mean, it's either a good movie or it's not a good movie.
Exactly.
I'll see it when it on TV or something.
Okay, you'll hate it.
Yeah,
it's just nothing.
Well, it's hard for me to hate. It's because it's a superhero action movie. I don't really
Brie Larson really isn't that hot. She's not. I mean, she's not.
She's hot in Room.
Not Wonder Woman hot, but
who is? Yeah, but just make them all that hot. They're already a superhero. Why do you have to make them like?
Are we
going to
rank
the
hotness of all the female?
Yeah, number one is Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Oh, it's not close.
Scarlett Johansson's up there.
Yeah, but Wonder Woman does shit all over Scarlett Johansson.
What's her name in the Guardians?
Black
girl.
I don't know. She's
Margot
hot too.
Margot Robbie was that a completely different?
Oh,
situation?
No, she's hot.
She's
no,
Harley Quinn.
Yeah, no, she's smoking hot.
So.
Yeah,
you can't. You're not going to supplant Wonder Woman because not only her body is of 11,
and she's got like that little accent.
Yeah,
and
she's also her face is beautiful.
Yes.
And she's wearing nothing. And she's Wonder Woman is she dominates.
But the original Wonder Woman in her day, I'd pick her.
So
Robbie's old school.
What's funny is that by today's standard, you know, Linda Carter, she would just be an also ran. But he's right. Back then.
Mm-hmm.
Linda Carter.
Well, she's still beautiful today.
Oh, no, Linda Carter
looks
great. Mm-hmm. Well, I saw her in Sky High. I think that movie's probably 15 years old now.
I saw her at the Caps game last year because she went during
What about Halle Berry's Catwoman?
Well, do you count that? The movie sucked.
Halle Berry was gorgeous. But
the movie has to be good now?
Well, I was thinking in the contemporary
run
of
superheroes. But wasn't
that
also 25 years ago? Yeah.
Was Poison Ivy hot?
But Uma Thurman doesn't do it for me.
I like Uma Thurman. Oh, by the way, another movie, Kill Bill. We didn't see those movies. How about every horror movie? How about Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween? How about every sitcom where the guy's an idiot and the wife's the voice of reason? I mean, we're not lacking females on TV or the movies being the smart ones, the badasses,
even the cartoons,
the best ones.
The guys are the buffoons Marge Simpson is the hero and he's the foil in every single one. Yeah.
And by the way, I'm fine with all that.
I don't have any problem with it.
But you don't like to act like we're not seeing that.
Well, that's you said a couple weeks ago. It's like they'll come out and go, we need more female directors and more. Okay, do it.
Yeah.
We'll go see it. It's not on us.
We're
just buying tickets, which I buy every time.
Yeah. I forgot what we were talking about.
About hot
women. The women. We were ranking the women.
I don't even know the name of Wonder Woman, but.
Gal Gadot.
That's right. Yeah.
Number one online is Jennifer Lawrence as Mystique. She's got that.
Yeah, that was strong.
Yeah. She's fine, but you got to understand that. Rebecca Romijn played Mystique before, and she's better looking than Jennifer Lawrence.
I'm just telling you what Maxim says.
Wow. Screw Maxim.
Maxim.
Where do they put Gal Gadot? They don't think Jennifer Lawrence.
They have her third. Halle Berry is second.
Right.
What if you do? You went on a date with a guy, and he went to his apartment, and he had like just 50 Maxim magazines just lying around, Katie.
I'd ask why she's going on a date.
This is single Katie.
And it's just his place. There's no room.
Yeah, he's
like
32. He's not, you know, he's an adult.
I would call him out. I'd be like, what's the deal with all the...
He has like a Scarface poster. He's everything that Chris or Steve would probably have.
No. How about this? Would you...
I wouldn't have ended up there. I feel like I would have gotten that vibe.
Okay, so here are your choices.
Oh, God.
You go in, he has a stack of Maxim magazines, or he has a stack of Reader's Digest.
I guess since I like old guys, the Reader's Digest.
You like really old guys if you like Reader's Digest.
What about TV Guide?
God, can you buy TV Guide anymore? That's good. It's done.
I mean, I might think it's hilarious.
All right.
Is he telling me he enjoys reading the TV Guide?
That's all he has. And he has like framed covers of the TV Guide.
What?
Like,
but it's not even good shows. It's like, you know, Perfect Strangers.
Eight is enough.
I might assume he's super hipster or something. I don't know.
All right. What if he has a whole bookshelf, all books on serial killers.
Oh, I'd love that.
Hmm.
You'd love it?
I would love that.
I might be interested in asking. I will say there is something very intoxicating. I don't know if the right word is, but compelling about reading about these people that are so fucking twisted. You know, there's a reason that...
Yeah, maybe, did you watch that Netflix show?
I probably watched most of them. Which one?
The one about the profiling?
Or? Yeah, we watched that. Like, I won't go into this because we talked about it a lot before the show, but, you know, I've been extremely affected by leaving Neverland. I can't shake it.
Yeah, you'll never bang a kid again.
I can't. I literally can't get it out of my head.
Yeah.
And I'm very interested in what happened to these peripheral characters that aren't part of this, but that are part of the story. Like, oh, these people denied, mm-hmm. or this kid was in between me. And I'm looking them up, like, what happened to these guys? And I'm worried about somebody's going to look at my internet search history, and it's all the kids who claim they weren't fucked by Michael Jackson. That's all what's in my search history right now.
Do you think we'll ever see a, like, FX OJ kind of limited series about either Michael Jackson or Bill Cosby or any of these? I mean, the Jackson stuff is
I think you have to,
but with
to,
the
right?
kids, it's so...
Yeah, even with the Bill Cosby, but
they have a JonBenet Ramsey one and stuff, but I mean, this is different, yeah.
Yeah,
but with the JonBenet Ramsey, since you don't know what happened, you only get the stuff around it.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if we start hearing more people.
That's usually how it happens.
By the way, I hope...
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, I think.
Are we ending the 2 weeks in a row of the show on this? That's what we did last time.
Yeah.
It's been a full show.
Did you guys watch, just real quick, mm-hmm. have you watched Free Solo?
Yeah, I did.
So Katie's going to be
mad
at me.
Oh, you were texting. Yeah. So.
I finished watching it, but it's not my fault because it was on television. Mm-hmm. So like I went to the DVR. I almost
didn't
could.
You just complain about me for doing that?
Yes, okay. I did. No, but I also immediately came clean and apologized. But. It was a hard watch for me.
Because you're so nervous.
Dude, I even knew that he makes it. That's not a secret. It was very difficult.
If you don't know the movie, it won Best Documentary. It's about a guy, free solo, is when you rock climb without any rope. And there's this Yosemite, this incredibly long rock wall. I've actually been to Yosemite. I didn't climb that.
I'd be scared to look at it.
Yeah. No, it is... By the way, in this movie, they show all these other rock climbers that have died. Because eventually you die doing it.
All of them died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of them died of cancer at 78.
They show one guy falling. Did you see that? But he has a parachute.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's cheating.
But then he died later.
Yeah, he died later. I'm like, what? You already know you can't hang on. That's what we know about you.
So we all agree this guy's going to die, right?
Well, how can he live?
Yeah.
Eventually,
he's
gonna,
doing it until
die of this.
No, he's going to keep doing it until he dies.
Yes, the odds of him dying of this
is almost 100%.
Well, it's this above all the other things that he could die from.
Okay, but his body is going to start to fail him, and he's not just going to stop.
That's
he's going
thing.
To die.
Gramps, can we ask a question to Gramps? How does this affect the life insurance?
Yeah, that's not a question you ask, right? He doesn't say, are you a free soloist?
Right. How many free soloists does he meet in downtown Baltimore?
That also would have sex with him. They offer him sex.
But I mean, is that...
To overlook it.
Can his girlfriend or wife collect if he's doing something that dangerous? Is that... can't get covered for that,
right?
Only
if you say... I mean, who would take life insurance on this guy? No one, right?
No.
He can't get life insurance.
I think you can. You're not covered if you're doing something dangerous like this. Like if you car accident or something.
Well, I feel like
seems like this is a category of something that's incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, but how do you cover that?
You say, die during this, you're not covered.
Yeah, but you can't have a policy that's so big that it lists everything that could potentially kill you. Bear attack, you know what I mean? Rabies, you know, if you find yourself in a pit of rattlesnakes.
If it's known that this is what you do, if you wrestle bears for fun.
I hear you, but how do you look, ahead of time, are you a smoker? No.
Yes, what you do for a living.
Oh, you're not
a
rock
climber.
Well, okay, but what if that's what you do for a hobby?
Well, I think...
Do you have to reveal all your dangerous hobbies?
I don't know. I mean, basically, you're flying without a net. I mean, are you covered
I believe that these lawyers write their policies broad enough that they can deny anything they want.
Well, then why ever get life insurance? Sorry, Dad. You shouldn't have said that.
We'll have Gramps on next week to debate this
cover
whole
everything.
Thing.
Can I tell a quick story?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not? We'll end the show with this. Is it funny?
Oh, God, it's not funny at all.
Okay, go.
Maybe I'll tell you off air. Go just say something funny.
Well, no, what's it about?
Okay.
We'll shit on it and make it funny.
This morning, there was a really horrible crash in my hometown up in Bel Air.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a 12-car crash. A tractor-trailer didn't stop, hit a bunch of cars and landed on top of them and exploded. And it killed an 8-year-old boy and this older guy. Hold on. And this older guy. And the older guy was this guy, Andy Klein, not the one that you guys know, but this guy, Andy Klein, who owned Klein Supermarkets in Bel Air. Here's the ironic thing. He sold it to ShopRite, so it's Klein's ShopRite, and the truck that hit him was a Klein ShopRite truck, and it killed him.
Well, you lied to us, Katie. That's hilarious.
Wow. That is... Is that I guess that
Shout
is
out.
Irony.
Yeah, that is ironic.
Shout out Andy Klein. Yeah. Not from...
R.I.P.
Not from Three Guys On, but from Beyond.
Not our comedian friend. Well, hey, shout out to Scott Berkson. Just had a birthday. Don't know if you're going to make it to the bachelor party in Atlantic City. We'll be on, again, Michael Mara Show this Thursday, the 14th. Check it out. It's always a good time going in with the fellas.
We don't have anything, or I don't. You probably have shows, but I don't have another show until next month, which I actually really enjoy.
Yeah, well, I got some stuff in Hanover, Pennsylvania, Saturday night, and something here locally Friday, but it's sold out. But Charlotte, North Carolina, 28th through the 30th. How about that? Comedy Zone. Later.
Nicely done. Later.